朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
撒加利亚跟伊丽莎伯做的最重要的一件事情，就是为神家预备了一个，养出了一个非常好的孩子。
The most important accomplishment of Zechariah and Elizabeth is that they raised up a child, a vessel for God's house.
啊，这个对他们都是很不容易的事情。
For them, it is not an easy task.
老年得子啊。
Because they got this child when they were very old.
这叫宠爱有加。
It's very easy for them to spoil the child.
这个张罗家。在牧师在讲到的时候，不是说这个，有人说早知道第三代这么好玩，就不要第二代了。
Like Pastor John shared last week, he says, if I some grandparents says, if I knew the third generations are so cute, I would be very happy to skip the second generation.
我在想，撒加利亚跟伊丽莎伯是最有资格，是没有第二代就有第三代的人。
And I think Zechariah and Elizabeth are well qualified to say that they skip the second generation and get a third generation.
他一定爱得不得了。
Sure, they love the child very much.
但是神说这个孩子是要归神的，拉希尔人，他们就甘心的归给神。
But God says this child belongs to God. He should be a Nazarite, so they consecrated him.
他们整个的一生就是为了神的旨意，为了神家培养出一个神手中有用的器皿。
So their life purpose is to raise a child, a vessel for God's house.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们真的求神帮助我们在座的父母亲啊。
May the Lord help parents here.
这个。不是律师不好，不是医生不好，而是这个孩子到底是不是在神的手中能够被神来用。
I'm not saying that lawyers are not good or doctors are not good, but whether this child can be used by.
不在乎他做的是什么，而在乎他是怎样的孩子。
It's not matter what he does, but what kind of child he is.
所以我们怎么样子能够为着神来养育我们的下一代
？So how can we raise our children for God?
我们怎么样子能够照着神的旨意来建立我们该有的家庭？
That we can build a family according to God's will.
那这是这个世代很严重的一个挑战和问题。
This is a great challenge and issue of this generation.
因为家不和，家什么一个人怎么可能活得快乐
？If a family is not harmonious or functioning, how can the person be happy?
所以每一个人长出来的时候都心灵不健全。
Therefore, people who come out of such families will have a psychological problem.
因为家里面可能不健全。
Maybe because the family is not healthy.
所以我们需要一定要从自己开始啊。
So we need to start from ourselves.
所以我们自己跟神的关系，父母跟神的关系如果不健康，我们怎么可能带出能够属灵的孩子？那除非神特别怜悯。
If parents do not have a healthy relationship with God, how can they bring godly children unless God has special mercy for this child?
我记得 Aaron 小的时候去参加这个中文学校，他回来参加朗诵比赛，他就背给我们听。
I remember Aaron when he was little, he went to a speech contest for Chinese school, and then afterwards he recited the message.
我不晓得你们这些后代的中文学校有没有背这条歌，就是大自然是一本最好的教科书，你们有没有背过
？I don't know if you memorize this, that the nature is the best textbook.
那我天天听他背，我都快会背了哈。大自然是一本最好的教科书，然后就是。
Because I listen to him reciting all the time, so I remember that too.
他刚开始问他什么叫大自然，他都不知道，但是会背了。
He recited that the great nature is the best textbook, even though he did not know what the great nature is.
原谅我说，大自然对他们来说不仅是一本最重要的教科书哈。
Not only that, the nature is the most important textbook for kids.
而且不应该是最重要的教科书。
It should not be the most important textbook for the children.
而是父母亲。是一本最重要的教科书。
Parents are the most important textbook for children.
他们天天都在看。
Because they're watching the.
他们天天都在听。
They're listening to them all the time.
我没有要把责任都丢给父母。
I'm not trying to put all the responsibility on parents.
我等一下会讲孩子们。
I'll talk about children later.
但是我们父母亲一定要在求神怜悯我们，我们一定要站在自己该站的位置上，活出自己该扮演的角色。
But parents need to ask God for mercy so that we play our role well.
但是我们都不完全，但是我们是真心的追求长进，孩子们都知道的。
Even though we're not perfect, but we sincerely pursue growth.Our children can tell.
我相信也没有一个孩子会要求他的父母是完美的。
I'm sure no child would demand his parents to be perfect.
但是他们希望看见他们的父母是真心的，是真实的。
But they desire to see their parents being true.
刚才这个威廉戴斯的时候讲到于爷爷、于奶奶来。
William was mentioning about Grandpa Yu and Grandma Yu.
我父母亲今年他们结婚70周年了。
My parents been married for 70 years this year.
那我真要说，他们是我们从小到大最好的教科书。
I must say that they are our best textbook while growing up.
虽然两三年前我们回台湾，两年前回台湾看见父亲身体的急速退化。
Two years ago, when we went back to Taiwan, we see my father's health deteriorate rapidly.
他听不到，他不太沟通，他跟从前大不一样。
He could not hear. He does not like to communicate. He's very different from before.
他常常一个人就安静睡觉，然后打瞌睡，跟从前异彩风发，到处为主做见证、讲道、关心、关怀人，完全不一样。
He likes to be alone, and then he sleeps a lot. So different from before.When he used to love to care for people and share gospel.
于是我一看到就力邀他们一定要回来跟我们住。
So when my wife saw them, she insisted that they will come to live with us.
我们非常感谢主，主把他们带回到我们中间来。
We're really thankful that God brought them here.
我非常感谢主，在他们最后的晚年能够在这边能够安安静静的预备自己。
That I'm very thankful that they get to spend the last years of their life quietly preparing.
因为我们这一生里面不是我们好，而是我们看见的榜样就在自己的家中。
It's not that we are good, but we see good examples in our household.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们每一个父母亲、每一个夫妻都能够在神面前不要轻看自己的影响。
I hope that all parents will not take lightly your influence on children.
这个影响不是一代的，是世世代代的。
This influence is not just for one generation, but many generations to come.
它像一个石头丢到水里面，涟漪一圈一圈出去的。
It's like a rock falling into the water, and then it creates ripple effects.
如果我们大石头下去，它造成的影响就是越来越强，它是非常强烈的影响到很远的。
If we throw a big rock, then the ripple effects can be far and large.
你丢一粒小沙子在水里面，你看不太出来有什么影响。
If you throw some sand into the water, you do not see any effects.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们每一个人在自己的家中，站在自己的位置上，我们活出自己该有的 function 来。
I hope that we can all stand on our position in our family and then serve our function.
这叫做全家的侍奉。
And that is the service of the whole household.
他们为神家养出了一个这么好的孩子。
And they raised such a good child for God's house.
我也相信这个孩子从小顺服。
I'm sure the child must obey their parents.
约翰被斩头的时候大概才32岁。
When John was beheaded, he was about 32 years old.
可是他在被斩首之前，他所做的工，他侍奉的态度，愿你兴旺，愿我衰微，他各式各样的方面都表现得这样子的成熟。
But before he was beheaded, his ministry and everything that he did, and then the things that he said, may you increase and I decrease.It just shows that he was so mature.
圣经上讲到他心灵强健。
Because the Bible says he was strong in spirit.
所以今天的孩子们，他们非常享受着迷于各式各样的娱乐，哈，电脑、电动、电玩、音乐，各式各样的东西，但他们里面不见得有真正的喜乐。
Nowadays, children are addicted to all kinds of entertainments, but they might not be truly happy.
哦，这个心灵出问题，这种各种的忧郁症、躁郁症、什么郁症，就像路加弟兄讲的，从浅蓝到深蓝到泛蓝，这是这个时代的问题。
And nowadays, people have all kinds of mental problems, all kinds of mental diseases, depressions, bipolar disorder, all kinds.
Yeah, 这个蓝 blue 除了蓝色以外，英文另外一个意思就是忧郁、郁闷啊。
And then the people are feeling blue to different degrees.
在台湾讲浅蓝、深蓝跟泛蓝是指国民党。
In Taiwan, Taiwan, if you say you are blue, you actually belong to the nationalist party.
啊，陆家地说，当然不是在讲国民党，是讲这个世代人心灵的问题，浅蓝、深蓝、泛蓝，到处都是蓝。
Pastor Luke John says, nowadays people are feeling blue to different degrees.
啊，你在马路上走路，你不小心看到一个深蓝的人，他弄不好就捅你一刀。
So if you're walking on the street and you bump into someone who's very blue, then he might just stab you.
你走在马路上，很有可能一个深蓝人从天空掉下来，掉到你身上。
When you walk on the street, it's very possible that someone is feeling blue will fall on you. They're jumping off the floor.
在这个时代的人心灵里面出问题，出大问题。
Because nowadays, in this generation, people have all kinds of mental problems.
而且大家千万不要以为我们坐在这里都没问题。
Please do not think that we are all okay here.
我上次讲过，我们不光是罪人，我们都是病人，其实我们都有问题。
See, not only that we're sinners, but we're also sick. All of us have problems to certain degree.
所以我们感谢神，人人需要耶稣。
So praise the Lord, everyone needs Jesus.
所以今天我们在教育孩子，我们在建立家庭，我们一定要有一个清楚的知道，就是我们最需要的就是耶稣。
So when we establish a family and raise up our children, we have to have a very clear a purpose, knowing that everyone needs Jesus.
万有是他造的，家是他设计的。
So every, the universe was created by him, and the family is ordained by him.
而家是他愿意祝福的。
And he wants to bless family.
所以我们一定要让我们的家中不光有主在其中，而且主要居首位。
So not only that the Lord will be in our house, but he will have the supremacy in our house.
来，我非常感谢主。我刚刚一回头看见李弟兄带着他小女儿，他们刚下飞机就赶来聚会。
I was very happy to see Brother Lee.With his child.
啊，医生，这次也是好几次出差，一上飞机就赶来聚会。我觉得这就是一个把主摆在首位的见证。
And such is a good example that God is first in their family.
不然我们永远可以体贴自己的软弱、自己的需要。我要睡觉，我累了，我要这个，我要那个。
Because we can always pamper our physical needs. That I'm tired, I need this and I need that.
弟兄姊妹，不在于我们外面做了什么，而是表明我是怎样的人，我跟神的关系到底是怎样。
It does not.Really matter what we do outwardly, but it shows what kind of relationship we have with God.
如果主真的在我的生命，在我的家庭中居首位的话，我们的情形一定比现在是一个完全不同的境界。
If God really has the first place in our family, then our condition would be very different.
所以我们的注意力先不要去在外面去解决问题。
So our focus should not be to resolve outwardly issues.
先不要再去外面去埋怨环境啊，埋怨环境，或者去在外面找原因。
Or to find root cause outwardly, or to complain.
先不要去外面，只是挪掉一个礁石又一个礁石，先要让水涨高起来。
Please do not just remove obstacles one after another, but raise your water level.
让我们跟神的关系恢复正常。
Restore our relationship with God.
让我们的生命，我们的身心灵都能够真正的健康。
So that our spiritual mind and body will be healthy.
你发现你健康的时候，你的家人一定从你身上得祝福了。
You will notice that once you are healthy, your family will be blessed through you.
如果家里面每一个人都健康的话，这个家实在是一个非常享受的家庭。
If everyone in the family is healthy, then this family will be very enjoyable.
然后整个家都是起来为主活、侍奉神的人，在神的眼中是一个何等有价值的家。
And then if everyone in the family serves God, then this family is so valuable in God's eyes.
所以我们在讲到家的时候，第一个在消极上，我们决定求神保守我们，我们不要有不和的事。
So passively, we should pray that our family there will not be family feuds or disagreements.
啊，我们先不要都觉得是别人不好，我们先很认真的来祷告神，到底家里面目前这样子的一种僵局。我该负什么责任？
Please do not just simply blame on others, but if there are any quarrels or disagreement in the family, ask God to show your responsibility.
我不是不能体谅你心中的痛苦，好，我们每一个人心中都有一些委屈跟痛苦的，这是绝对的。
I know that we all have our pains and feeling of wrong.
然后我也决定相信对方一定有他许多的责任，他该负的责任。
And I'm sure your spouse or your family members have their own responsibility.
但是我也决定相信，在我们这边，我们一定还有可以进步的地方，可以靠着主做得更好的地方。
But I'm sure that all of us will have room to improve by God's grace.
所以，如果要解决问题，我们先从自己开始。
So if we want to resolve our family issues, let's start with ourselves.
我们的家需要突破，需要有改进，需要有提升，先从我自己开始。
If our family needs breakthrough and improvement, Let's start with ourselves first.
好，孩子们也都可以先开始的。
And children, you can start with yourselves too.
那我们家只要有一个人能够让神得到一个管道进来的话，这个家就有希望。
If one person in a family can be used by God as a channel, then this family will have hope.
所以我常常说，任何一个家只要有人肯先下宝座，先让十字架掌权在我们身上，这个家就有盼望了。
There's anyone in a family who's willing to step down from his throne and let the cross reign, then this family will have hope.
因为当死就是十字架在我身上发动的时候，生就在别人身上发动了。
Because when death, the cross is at work within us, then the life will be at work with others.
我不再为自己讲理，不再为自己坚持，不再为自己争取。我学习舍己的时候，你就发现，哎，祝福在别人身上产生了。
If we stop reasoning or defending ourselves, then we can see blessings.Other people.
就算他还是老不休不肯改，我身上带着耶稣的死，他说使耶稣的生也显在我的身上，至少我先活了。
Maybe the other party is still very stubborn and we're not willing to change, but at least with the work of the cross, we will be alive.
所以我去年夏天在香港的时候，我跟他们讲到夫妻相处之道，我说四个字，你们还记得是什么吗？
You remember last summer when I was preaching in Hong Kong, and I shared with them the way to handle relationship between husband and wife.
夫妻箴言 ，David， 考你，记不记得？想不起来。桂香有没有想起来？两个都忘了。回家背起来。夫妻箴言叫做同归于尽。
Let's all die together.
这是最有福的家。
That's the most blessed family.
两个都肯舍己。
That both of them are willing to let go.
都把祝福带给对方。
And that they will bring blessing to each other.
这个家太有福了。
And this family will be greatly blessed.
所以你们还不够属灵。好，那天我讲完道，好几个人来跟我讲说，余弟兄，你可不可以用毛笔字帮我写，我要回家裱起来。
That day after I preached, a lot of family came to say, can you write with a Chinese calligraphy? And then we're going to frame it and hang on the wall.
他一个传道人来跟我要，他说我是真的要裱。
And then even a minister came and he really wanted to put it on the wall.
他真要裱我的字的话，他跟我都需要同归于尽才行。
But if he really wants to frame my writing, then he would have to go to
the wall. 因为我的毛笔字人看着都想死。
Because anyone who sees my calligraphy, Chinese calligraphy, will want to die.
我再过两三个礼拜要去香港了，我教不出来，因为我今年没有时间练毛笔字。
In 2-3 weeks, I'm gonna go to Hong Kong again, and I haven't written it. I have no time to practice my Chinese.
我们中间谁毛笔字写最好的话，你愿意写同归于尽的话，我愿意裱在我的办公室，这样。
Anyone who is good at Chinese calligraphy and willing to write it, I'm gonna frame it in my office.
哦，这是夫妻相处之道，这是父母亲跟孩子的关系，这是所有的人际关系，同工配搭的关系，都是同归于尽。我跟你讲，什么时候不再是我，什么时候就是基督。
To die together.It's the secret to all our relationships with our family members and co-workers and everywhere. Whenever we put down our lives, then that is the time Christ will live.
不管你的家情形目前多么糟糕，夫妻之间冷战多久，孩子跟你之间的关系多么破裂。
No matter how terrible your family situation is or how long the cold war has been.
好像荒凉，好像干地，但是耶稣的生命像根出于干地，没有一个死亡的权势能够拦得住他的。
It may be like a weary land or like a patched land, but then the life of Christ will be like a root, like a shoot, root shoot out.
当我死在我身上发动，不再是我的时候，基督的生命就要显在我身上。
When death is at work within us, and then we say that no longer I, then the life of Christ will be.Happening in others.
而且生要在对方身上发动。
The life will be at work with others.
在这消极上，我们不需要有任何的纷争。哈，一家自相纷争，就必败落。这是主耶稣讲。
So passively, let's not have any family feuds. The scripture says, Jesus says, a house divided against a house falls.
个人的家是这样子，教会是神的家，更是这样。
The same principle applies to individual families or the family of God.
哦，我们求神保守我们，我们对神家有负担，但是我们绝对不消极，绝对不破坏它。
Yeah, may the Lord keep us. Though we may have burdens for God's house, let's not destroy it.
好，纽约。Brooklyn 的教会，你们听我讲过，我很喜欢去他们教会参加他们祷告会。他们祷告会是3000多个人的祷告会
啊。I like to visit a Brooklyn Tabernacle Church in New York. There are They have about 3,000 members attending their weekly prayer meetings.
几乎普天下的祷告会都是教会人最少参加的聚会。
Just about everywhere in the world, prayer meeting has the fewest member attending.
他们的祷告会是在开门以前外面就排队，有人等着要进来。
But yet their prayer meetings are different. People were lined up before the prayer meeting starts to get in.
他们的牧师常常对这个每个月新来的 newcomer 聚在一起，一方面表达欢迎他们。
So every week, the pastor would gather the newcomers and to welcome them.
他们欢迎他们加入神的家，这是神的家，所以才是我们的家。
And then he says, "Welcome to God's house. It is God's house, therefore it is our house."
接下来他一定提醒他们。
Then he will remind them.
在我们这个家中，我们不容许有任何人在背后批评论断任何人。
And then in this house, we do not allow any slandering or gossip.
而如果我听到任何人在批评别人，我一定去找你。
If I hear anyone slander behind people's back, I will come and talk to you.
我一定带着你去找你所批评的人。
And I will bring you to the person that you gossip.
我们当面借着健康正面的沟通，把所有的误会出去。
And we will resolve all misunderstandings and issues through healthy communications.
弟兄姊妹，我们在走遍很多很多的教会，教会出难处，十之八九都跟话语发生关系。
We have visited many churches. A lot of church issues are caused.By words, by gossip,
都跟人的批评论断不合发生关系。
And that all has to do with a slandering or like on.
所以我们个人的家要求神把一切隔断的墙、不合的事为我们除去。
So may the Lord remove all dividing walls in our midst.
教会更是这样。
The same with our church.
那积极上面。
And passively.
我从圣经上简单提三个点，我很快就结束了啊。
I'll mention three points.
第一个，保罗说：“当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。”
First, Paul says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household."
救恩可以因着我们而临到全家。
Salvation can come to our household through us.
啊，所以我们一定要在主的面前要有这样一个像我刚才说的迫切的负担。
So we should have this earnest burden to pray.
啊，传承了，我们不会只要有三个人上了船就够了，另外一个人没上没关系啊。
If the boat is sinking, we will not be satisfied if only three people got saved and the rest perished.
啊，房子失火了，我们不会想说，哎呀，只要这个护照跟这个保险箱钥匙救出来就好了，少一个人没关系，我们不会的。
If our house is on fire, we will not be satisfied with saving our keys and passports. With the family members stuck in the fire.
大家记不记得2007年南加州有一个很大的野火哈 ，San Diego。
Year 2007, there was a wild brush fire in San Diego.
我记得那时候我们飞下去参加会政的葬礼的时候，在飞机上都还可以看到这个残火。
That year we went to attend Sister Lola's funeral. We could see the fire from airplane.
这50,000个人被迫离开他们的家，至少有2,000多栋房子被烧尽。
Half million people were forced to leave their homes, and about 2,000.
More than 2,000 houses.
2,000 homes were destroyed.
啊，我们就看见一些基督徒的见证，跟别人就是不一样。
And then at that time, we heard Christian testimonies were very different from the rest.
别人在那里痛苦，在那里懊悔，在那里生气。
When people were in regret and anger.
我们听到很多基督徒做的见证，他们感恩，说至少全家人都出来了。
But many Christians would give thanks because at least their whole family were saved.
只要全家人都有了，没有关系，其他东西。
As long as they have each other, that is good enough.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们真的巴不得我们爱我们的家乡这样子。
I hope that we will love our family like this.
我在台湾长大，台湾是拜偶像很厉害的地方。
I grew up in Taiwan, and in Taiwan there were a lot of idols and idol worshippers.
在台湾传福音有一个最大的难处，就是父母亲非常敏感，说你信了耶稣，将来你给不给我祭祖，拜不拜祖先？
So, when we share the gospel in Taiwan, parents become very sensitive because they're afraid that.After children become Christians, they will not worship them after they die.
我们当然知道这是绝对不可能的事情。
We know that it is, we know that we will not worship them.
地上没有一个宗教，没有一个国家的律法，没有一本教科书教导孩子们要孝顺父母，像圣经教导的这么绝对，这么重要的。
But yet, there's no textbook, there's no other teachings, or no other religions teach children to obey and honor their parents like the Bible does.
但是基督徒也背了一个很重的一个冤枉的罪名，就觉得不敬主是不孝的基督徒。
But yet, we Chinese Christians bear this blame that if we do not worship our parents after they die, we are not honoring our parents.
在我从小生长的地方，附近有一个弟兄，就是才十几岁，他信了耶稣。被他父亲弄棍子打打打打到最后从窗户跳出去逃走了。
When I was growing up, there was a brother who became Christian in his teens, and then his dad just hit him so hard that he had to jump off the window and ran away.
这个孩子是一个非常孝顺、品学兼优啊，是这个优秀的优，不是优劣的优哈。
And that this child was very good, and he excelled at school as well.
但是就是在信主的事情上，他一再流泪，跟他父亲说：“我不能答应你。”
But because of his faith, he would tell his father in tears that I cannot promise you to worship you after you die.
父亲抓起棒子来就打他，打到最后他只好逃出去。
So his father hit him to a point that he had to run away.
他在外地，他流泪写信给他的父母亲。
After he ran away, he wrote a letter to his parents in tears.
过了很长的时间，父亲的气消的时候，孩子回来。
After a long while that his father was not that angry,
孩子用自己的改变，用自己的爱，用自己的见证。一直让他父母就心软化下来。
So gradually, with his own testimony, his love and his life, and then he softened the heart of his.
直到有一天，他父母亲得救了。
Until one day, his parents were saved.
他父母亲流着眼泪，谢谢这个孩子。
So his parents thanked this child in tears.
他不仅仅为了过去这样子的伤害误会他道歉，而且为了他坚持不妥协而谢谢他。
Not only that, they apologize for their mistreatment, but they also thank him for his uncompromising faith.
不管因为你一个人信主，或是因为你一个人爱主，目前在家中受到怎样的逼迫和拒绝，请你不要灰心。
If you are being persecuted or rejected because of your faith, please do not give up.
全家要因为你而能够被得救的。
Your whole family will be saved through you.
第二件事情，人点灯是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前。
So, like, they light a lamp and put it not under the basket, but on the lampstand, and to give light to all in the house.
第一个讲到全家因为你而得救。
So this whole family will be lit, will be saved through you.
第二个讲到全家因为我们而蒙福。
And the whole family will be blessed because of us.
当我们真得救的时候，好像明光照耀，将生命的道要表明出来。
When we are truly saved, we will be like a light shine forth.
我们就安安静静的，不管别人继续怎样误会、逼迫、嘲笑，我们就是安安静静的长进，安安静静的活出耶稣，活出基督徒该有的见证。
No matter if you are being persecuted or being mocked, just quietly grow and then show forth your Christian testimony.
弟兄姊妹，灯放在灯台上就照亮一家的人。
When the lamp is put on the lampstand.
当我们得救了，当我们得救了，当我们爱主了，当我们被改变了，光一定临到全家的。
When we are saved and we're being changed, our light will shine forth to everyone in the house.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们自己不要轻看自己在家中的影响力。
So please do not take lightly your influence in your family.
祝福一定是从中心到圆周。
Because the blessing will come from the center to the peripherals.
你不可能一个泉源当水涌流出来的时候。
When a fountain flows from when a stream flows from the fountain.
十公尺以外的地方很湿，可是就在泉源的外面，周围的九公尺都是干的，不可能。
It's impossible that the ground 10 feet away would be wet, but then the ground surrounding the fountain would be dry.
一定是他最旁边的人得到最多的滋润，然后越来越远。
It's always that people around them will get the most nourishment.
今天很稀奇的就是很多人跟别人很相爱，跟别人很同心，在别人面前很属灵，在自己家人面前就完蛋了。
But yet nowadays, it's very strange. Some people are very spiritual when they are with people remotely, far away, or strangers, but not with their own family.
当然，就在现实来说，因为我们家人看我们看得最清楚，对不对
？Because in reality, our family see us most clearly.
没有一个人像我们的伴侣一样走到我们内心最深之处看见我们，虽然还有些地方他可能看不到。
Because no one will walk into the depth of our heart like our spouse.
我们的长处、我们的优点，他其实缺点他都看到了。
So they can see our strengths and our weaknesses.
当然，的确是不容易。
Yes, it is hard. It's not easy.
但是，其实真正的祝福还是应该从我们的家人开始的。
But yet, true blessing should go to our family first.
所以，我们如果照着教会所说的这三件事情，建立与神的关系，建立与基督身体的关系，然后我们培养圣主的性格，在教养孩子上。
So if we follow the principles that we lay out for our church to build healthy relationship with God, healthy relationship with the body of Christ, and to build Christ-like characters.
我们自己在这三方面，也帮助家人在这三方面 都能够有一个正常的关系的话，我相信这个家太好了。
So if we raise our children this way and also help ourselves to grow this way, our family will be very great.
啊，所以我以前跟你们讲过，我有一个同事，我跟他传福音了七八年，他都不肯信主。
I shared with you before. I had a colleague, and I shared with him gospel for 7 or 8 years. He would not believe.
结果在他大概不到三十五岁的时候，突然发现血癌啊。
And then when he was about 35 years old, he found a leukemia. He was diagnosed with leukemia.
他在病床上信了耶稣。
And he believed, accepted Jesus Christ as his savior in his sick bed.
然后最后他打电话来的时候说，医生说他只剩下七天了。
And then when he called me, he says, doctor says he only has 7 days left.
所以我们赶到医院里面去为他在床上行了点水礼，因为他没办法出院。
So we went to the hospital and baptized him on the hospital bed.
到了第六天我去看他的时候，那几天几乎都去看他。到了第六天我陪他的时候。
So I pretty much went to visit him every single day about the sixth day.
我就在床边看着他。
I look at him by the bed.
原来体格这么快，这么壮，这么有前途的一个人，满头黑发的人，现在变成秃头，变成全身虚弱的。
Used to be so well built with full black hair. Now he's not bald and very weak and small.
他原来跟我距离非常远，因为他不想信耶稣。
Before he kept a distance with me because he did not want to believe in Jesus.
可是那几天我们这么 close， 他什么话都跟我讲。
That day we were so close, he would share with me everything.
他最后临走以前跟我最后讲的话就是，他说我一直遗憾的两件事情。
Before his departure, he shared with me about two things he regretted the most.
他说我第一件。
First.
我再也没有机会出去为主做见证。
I'm no longer a chance.To go out and then testify for the Lord.
他说第二件事情。
Second.
他说我再也没有机会好好的来爱我的妻子跟我的孩子。他孩子那时候才一两个月大。
I no longer have a chance to love my wife and my child. His child was about 1 or 2 months old.
他的妻子给他找信主大概三年。
His wife was a Christian, like 3 years ahead of him.
他常常欺负他的妻子，骂他的妻子，只要聚会他就生气。
He often mocked and abused his wife because of her faith.
而在他走之前，他最大的遗憾就是他再也没有机会好好的爱他们两个。
But before his departure, he had such a regret that he no longer had a chance to love them both.
弟兄姊妹要感谢主，今天我们的家人都在旁边。
So we should thank God that our families are still with us today.
或者我们的家人还活着，虽然在远方。
Or they're still alive even though they're far away.
不要去懊悔过去，不要再盼望将来，抓住每一天。好好的活出我们的最好来。
Let's not just regret for the past and hope for the future, but seize the present opportunity and maximize our life.
成为我们周围家人的祝福。
That we will become blessings for our family.
我在说，一个真的经得起最好的见证，永远是从中心到圆周。
So the best testimony that can withstand any test and trials will always come from the center to the peripheral.
那我们最直接的家人，先从我们身上得到祝福。
Let the family who are closest to us be blessed by us first.
第三件事情，大家每一个人照着圣经的教导，我们活出自己该扮演的角色，然后我们建立合神心意的家庭。
Thirdly, let's play our role well according to God's will and build a family.
就是我们刚才读的以弗所书跟哥罗西书。
Following the scriptures we just read in Book of Ephesians and Colossians.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。